Well, good morning. It is April 5th, 2024, and welcome once again to our daily Bible reading. Today we are going to be pressing on through Judges 16, verse 1 through chapter 18, verse 31. So let's get in the Word today. April 5th, chronological reading. Picking up in Judges 16, we're going to read about Samson again. Samson removing Gaza's gates. Now, Samson went to Gaza and saw a harlot there and went into her. And when the Gazites were told, "Samson has come here," they surrounded the place and lay in wait for him all night at the gate of the city. They were quiet all night, saying, "In the morning, when it is daylight, we will kill him." And Samson lay low till midnight, and then he arose at midnight, took hold of the doors of the gate of the city and two gate posts, pulled them up, bar and all, and put them on his shoulders and carried them to the top of the hill that faces Hebron. Samson and Delilah, Judges 16, 4 to 22. Afterwards, it happened that he loved a woman in the valley of Sorek, whose name was Delilah. And the lords of the Philistines came up to her and said to her, "Entice him and find out where his great strength lies, and by what means we may overpower him, that we may bind him to afflict him. And every one of us will give you 1,100 pieces of silver." And so Delilah said to Samson, "Please tell me where your great strength lies, and with what you may be bound to afflict you." And Samson said to her, "If they bind me with 7 fresh bowstrings, not yet dried, then I shall become weak and be like any other man." And so the lords of the Philistines brought up to her 7 fresh bowstrings, not yet dried, and she bound him with them. Now men were lying in wait, staying with her in the room. And she said to him, "The Philistines are upon you, Samson." But he broke the bowstrings as a strand of yarn breaks it when it touches fire. So the secret of his strength was not known. And then Delilah said to Samson, "Look, you have mocked me and told me lies. Now, please tell me what you may be bound with." And so he said to her, "If they bind me securely with new ropes that have never been used, then I shall become weak and be like any other man." And therefore Delilah took new ropes and bound him with them and said to him, "The Philistines are upon you, Samson." And the men were lying in wait, staying in the room, but he broke them off his arms like a thread. Delilah said to Samson, "Until now you have mocked me and told me lies. Tell me what you may be bound with." And he said to her, "If you weave the 7 locks of my head into a web of the loom." And so she wove it tightly with the batten of the loom and said to him, "The Philistines are upon you, Samson." But he awoke from his sleep and pulled out the batten and the web from the loom. Then she said to him, "How can you say, 'I love you,' when your heart is not with me? You have mocked me with these 3 times and have not told me where your great strength lies." And it came to pass, when she pestered him daily with her words and pressed him so that his soul was vexed to death, that he told her all his heart and said to her, "No razor has ever come upon my head, for I have been a Nazarite to God from my mother's womb. If I am shaven, then my strength will leave me, and I will become weak and be like any other man." And when Delilah saw that he had told her all of his heart, she sent and called for the lords of the Philistines, saying, "Come up once more, for he has told me all of his heart." And so the lord of the Philistines came up to her and brought the money in their hand. Then she lulled him to sleep on her knees and called for a man and had him shave off the 7 locks of his head. Then she began to torment him, and his strength left him. And she said, "The Philistines are upon you, Samson." And so he awoke from his sleep and said, "I will go out as before at other times and shake myself free." But he did not know that the Lord had departed from him. And then the Philistines took him and put out his eyes and brought him down to Gaza, and they bound him with bronze fetters and became a grinder in the prison. However, the hair of his head began to grow after it had been shaven. Judges 16, 23 to 31, Samson's final victory. Now the lords of the Philistines gathered together to a great sacrifice to Dagon, their god, and to rejoice. And they said, "Our God has delivered into our hands Samson, our enemy." And when the people saw him, they praised their God, for they said, "Our God has delivered into our hands our enemy, the destroyer of our land, and the one who multiplied our dead." And so it happened, when their hearts were merry, that they said, "Call for Samson, that he may perform for us." And so they called for Samson from the prison, and he performed for them, and they stationed him between the pillars. Then Samson said to the lad who held him by the hand, "Let me feel the pillars which support the temple, so that I may lean on them." Now the temple was full of men and women, and all the lords of the Philistines were there, about 3,000 men and women on the roof, watching while Samson performed. Then Samson called to the Lord, saying, "O Lord God, remember me, I pray. Strengthen me, I pray, just this once, O God, that I may with one blow take vengeance on the Philistines for my two eyes. And Samson took hold of the two middle pillars which supported the temple, and he braced himself against them, one on his right and one on the other on his left. And then Samson said, "Let me die with the Philistines." And he pushed with all of his might, and the temple fell on the Lord's and all of the people who were in it. And so the dead that he killed at his death were more than he killed in his life. And his brother and all of his father's household came down and took him and brought him up and buried him between Zorah and Eshtaol in the tomb of his father Manoah. And he judged Israel for 20 years. The events of Judges 17 to 21 occur sometime early in the period of the judges, is a little notation in this Bible that I'm reading. Micah's idols, Judges 17, 1 to 13. Now, there was a man from the mountains of Ephraim whose name was Micah. And he said to his mother, "The 1,100 shekels of silver that were taken from you and on which you put a curse, even saying it in my ears, 'Here is the silver with me,' I took it." And his mother said, "May you be blessed by the Lord, my son." And so when he had returned the 1,100 shekels of silver to his mother said, "I had wholly dedicated the silver from my hand to the Lord and for my son to make carved images and molded images. Now therefore I will return it to 100 shekels of silver. I will return it to you." And thus he returned the silver to his mother. Then his mother took 200 shekels of silver and gave them to the silversmith, and he made it into a carved image and a molded image, and they were in the house of Micah. The man Micah had a shrine and had an ephod and household idols, and he consecrated one of his sons who became his priest. In those days there was no king in Israel, and everyone did what was right in his own eyes. Now there was a young man from Bethlehem in Judah, in the family of Judah. He was a Levite and was staying there. The man departed from the city of Bethlehem in Judah to stay wherever he could find a place. Then he came to the mountain of Ephraim to the house of Micah as he journeyed. And Micah said to him, "Where do you come from?" And so he said to him, "I am a Levite from Bethlehem in Judah, and I am on my way to find a place to stay." And Micah said to him, "Dwell with me and be a father and a priest to me, and I will give you 10 shekels of silver per year, a suit of clothes, and your sustenance." And so the Levite went in, and then the Levite was content to dwell with the man, and the young man became like one of his sons to him. And so Micah consecrated the Levite, and the young man became his priest and lived in the house of Micah. Then Micah said, "Now I know that the Lord will be good to me, since I have a Levite as priest." Idolatry in the tribe of Dan, Judges 1, or Judges 18, 1 to 31. Get a sip of my water here. In those days, there was no king in Israel, and in those days, the tribe of the Danites was seeking an inheritance for itself to dwell in. For until that day, their inheritance among the tribes of Israel had not fallen to them. And so the children of Dan sent 5 men of their families from the territory, men of valor from Zorah to Eshtaol, to spy out the land and search it. And they said to him, "Go, search the land." And so they went to the mountains of Ephraim, to the house of Micah, and lodged there. And while they were at the house of Micah, they recognized the voice of the young Levite. And they turned aside and said to him, "Who brought you here? And what are you doing in this place? What do you have here?" And he said to him, "Thus and so Micah did for me. He hired me and has become his priest." And so they said to him, "Please inquire of God that we may know whether the journey on which we will go will be prosperous." And the priest said to them, "Go in peace. The presence of the Lord be with you on your way." And so the 5 men departed and went to Laish, and they saw the people who were there, and how they dwelt in safety in the manner of the Sidonians, quiet and secure. And there were no rulers in the land who might put them to shame for anything. And they were far from the Sidonians, and they had no ties with anyone. Then the spies came back to the brethren of Zorah and Eshtaol and their brethren and said to them, "What is your report?" And so they said, "Arise, let us go up against them, for we have seen the land, and indeed is very good. Would you do nothing? Do not hesitate to go and to enter to possess the land. When you go, you will come to a secure people and a large land, for God has given it into their hands, a place where there is no lack of anything that is on the earth." And 600 men of the family of the Danites went from there and from Zorah and Eshtaol, armed with weapons of war. Then they went up and encamped in Kiriath Jearim in Judah, and therefore they call that place Manaah Dan to this day, that is, west of Kiriath Jearim. And they passed from there to the mountains of Ephraim and came to the house of Micah. Then the 5 men who had gone to spy out the country of Laish answered and said to their brethren, "Do you know that there are in these houses an ephod, household idols, a carved image, and a molded image. Now, therefore, consider what you should do. And so they turned aside there and came to the house of the young Levite man, to the house of Micah, and greeted him. The 600 men armed with their weapons of war, who were of the children of Dan, stood by the entrance of the gate. Then the five men who had gone to spy out the land went up. Entering there, they took the carved images, the ephod, the household idols, and the molded images. The priest stood in the entrance of the gate with 600 men who were armed with weapons of war. And when these went into Micah's house and took the carved images, the ephod, the household idols, and the molded images, the priest said to them, "What are you doing?" And they said to him, "Be quiet. Put your hand over your mouth and come with us. Be a father and a priest to us. Is it better for you to be a priest to the household of one man, or that you be priest to a tribe and a family in Israel?" And so the priest's heart was glad, and he took the ephod and the household idols and the carved images and took his place among the people. Then they turned and departed and put the little ones, the livestock, and the goods in front of them. And when they were a good way from the house of Micah, the men who were in the houses near Micah's house gathered together and overtook the children of Dan, and they called out to the children of Dan. And so they turned around and said to Micah, "What ails you, that you have gathered such a company?" And so he said, "You have taken away my gods, which I made, the priest, and you have gone away. Now, what more do I have? How can you say to me, 'What ails you?'" And the children of Dan said to him, "Do not let your voice be heard among us, lest angry men fall upon you and you lose your life with the lives of your household." And then the children of Dan went their way. And then Micah saw that they were too strong for him. And when he saw that they were too strong for him, he turned and went back to his house. And so they took the things Micah had made and the priest who had belonged to him and went to Laish, to a people quiet and secure, and they struck them with the edge of the sword and burned the city with fire. There was no deliverer because it was far from Sidon and they had no ties with anyone. It was in the valley that belongs to Beth Rehob. And so they rebuilt the city and dwelt there. And they called the name of the city Dan after the name of Dan, their father, who was born in Israel. However, the name of the city formerly was Laish. And then the children of Dan set up for themselves the carved image, and Jonathan, the son of Gershom, the son of Manasseh, and his sons were priests to the tribe of Dan until the day of the captivity of the land. And so they set up for themselves Micah's carved images, which he made all the time that the house of God was in Shiloh. Well, amen. That was our reading for April the 5th, 2024. Thank you all so much. Leave a comment or a reaction to this video, and I will be sure to mark that down. Again, just as a reminder, April 9th is the 100th day of the year, and it is your chance to join the Mug Club if you have not already done so. And so if this is your first year reading with us through the scriptures, you will officially be a part of the Mug Club if you've stuck with us since January. And for my Mug Club veterans, I have something special for you as well. So we look forward to that. But again, thank you all so much. Let's start our day with a word of prayer. Father, we thank you for this word. Lord, we thank you, God, for what we learn and glean from it. And Lord, we pray that you draw us close to yourself today, Lord, through reading it. Lord, that we would hide your word in our hearts, that we might not sin against you. Lord, we love this book and we love you through it. And so, Lord, just guide us and direct us today, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Bye, everybody.